Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It's an interesting 24 hours that we've just seen pass and I want to comment on it. I just had a quick look through, running through our top 10. We've seen it seem to hold up. Now, yesterday I talked about the holding out of the arms, you know, the fact that the arms start to waver and drop if they're held out for too long. Now, what we're seeing today is we've actually seen Bitcoin push on and create some new highs. And when I say new highs, I mean within this current trend that we're experiencing at the moment. It's very good. It's looking bullish. It's grinding higher. And it's not going too fast, which I really, really like. So Bitcoin has, I think it's about 1.5% up as I speak to you right now, but it had spiked up around that, you know, 7,400 and beyond. We had definitely seen a nice move. And last night, in fact, I was watching it, and like I commented over the weekend on that Sunday afternoon, we did see quite a bit of volume come in, and the order books are going pretty wild. Well, we saw that again last night. In fact, I think some people even had problems with BitMEX because there was so much going on, a massive overload of the system. Now, it was met, this big spike that was, well, it wasn't too big, but this spike in buying was also met by selling. But obviously there was more buyers and sellers because the price went up. If there had been more sellers than buyers, the price would have gone down. But it shot up above 7,400, and hung out there for a little bit, and then sort of come back down. But now it's just been holding a little bit higher. So it keeps continuing to make these higher lows. It keeps continuing to grind out slowly to the upside. Now, Bitcoin didn't have too much of a move last night, my overnight, which is the European session and the US session. I was really hoping that we'd get a close on the daily candle above 7,500. And although that could happen, because the daily candle doesn't close for 2.5 hours, it is looking increasingly unlikely, mind you. It still is looking pretty strong. Now, across the top 10, we have seen many of these markets have good sessions, notably NEO. NEO has had a very nice run there. And again, NEO is one of these markets that's trending very well and has offered opportunities. Now, I talk about the cradle zone. I talk about the trading strategies that I use, like the Fibonacci booster and the Bitcoin breakout. Now, I can tell you right now that with NEO, NEO is setting up right around the time that Litecoin was setting up, another notable mover overnight. And this was back on Friday, 8-hour candle back in that cradle zone. And yesterday, we saw NEO really push on about 4.5% currently and look very strong again. Now, I'm not sure if this is backed off some of the news that we'd heard out of China about some positives coming from there with, I think it was Alibaba, but either way, NEO is starting to get some more momentum to the upside. And we're starting to see some of the, I guess, what you might call blue chip cryptos, and that would be, you know, your Litecoin, your NEO, your Bitcoin, your Ethereum. Now, while we were on Ethereum, Ethereum continues to waver, continues to be, the growth to be subdued, continues to hold lower. Now, I'm not sure what's going on here, but one thing I can say is that if you're a NEO investor or looking to build a position, you've got a long time to build it because we're not seeing a great deal of movement. The movement that we have been seeing across, as I say, the NEOs, the Litecoins, the Bitcoins, and many of the others, we're just not seeing there in Ethereum. It still remains number two in the market cap there, notably because I think Bitcoin's also held low apart from, you know, the spike or the decent move we saw over the weekend. Also, Ripple remains very sideways once again, not really doing a great deal. Now, that being said, it doesn't take much for these markets to turn, as we've seen time and time and time and time again. Okay, these markets are very volatile. They can flip very, very quickly. So right now what I'm looking at, I'm really liking the look of NEO, looking for pullbacks there. It's a really nice looking chart. The chart structure is just fantastic, as a matter of fact. It's definitely up there on my radar for today. Litecoin has also made a higher low. So we've got a higher low to a higher high, which means anybody that took that trade last Friday that went out on MarketView to the subscriber list, anybody who, you don't even need to be on MarketView to get it. You just need to know what you're looking for. by doing, you know, if you've done the training, you'll know that there is a place to move your stop on Bitcoin. I'm not moving any stops at all at this stage. Happy to sit back and wait and see how it unfolds. But guys, it's really, really interesting at the moment. We are starting to see the sentiment realign with the news. We're starting to hear a lot more positive talk. Well, I'm certainly starting to hear a lot more positive talk in the groups and whatnot. They're becoming less attacky, as in that people stopping people are becoming less aggravated and cynical and negative, and they're becoming much more positive. And let's not forget one thing here, ladies and gentlemen. One thing to say is that Bitcoin, when it goes on a run mad fast. So it can be, we could be back up at 20,000 in 1 month. You saw what happened in December. Well, guess what? We are now in September and we're starting to get some momentum back to the upside. We're not starting from a base of 1,000. We're starting from a base of, I suppose, 6,000. So we're a lot higher than what we were for the run last year. I'm not suggesting we will see a big bull run, but if we do, and we're starting to get some nice moves in the market, you need to be prepared right now, guys. So invest in yourself, invest in your education, and invest in your future. Jump across to TraderCobb.com and have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.